This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Nicaraguan Grand Canal and the Cry of Culture. The proposed Grand Canal, as the project is called in Nicaragua, is the 72nd proposal in the last 500 years to build a waterway connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean through Lake Nicaragua, the largest freshwater lake in Central America, and the San Juan River. This time, it's a no-bid, 100-year concession signed between President Daniel Ortega and a 41-year-old Chinese businessman, Wang Jing, for a $40 billion operation that the most optimistic claims believe would be finished by 2019. And according to the government, double the economy and create 400,000 jobs. Unions have embraced the project as a jobs creator. Environmentalists are horrified. Mostly locals are keeping quiet about the project. The engineering obstacles are huge and perhaps daunting. The lake would have to be dredged twice its current depth to 90 feet, and the canal would take up almost half its acreage, which is a source of drinking water in Managua. There are concerns that feeder rivers to the lake might have to be dammed to maintain the water level necessary for these huge ocean container ships. There are fears about invasive species being allowed between the oceans. An environmental impact statement has been contracted through a professor from George Mason University in Virginia, but there's no date for completion. One skeptic the organizers' forum delegation met with raised another concern often overlooked, that the 100-year concession to Jing would give his operation control and eminent domain rights at prices unilaterally set for half of the land area in the entire country. Perhaps many are simply adopting a wait-and-see position, since Jing's Hong Kong Nicaragua Development Company was supposed to come up with firm financing by the first of this year, but has thus far said nothing. Jing claims the Chinese government is not behind the project or willing to finance, but it's unclear to Nicaraguans where else this kind of money could come from. Before our afternoon meetings last, some of us caught a couple of cabs to the University of Central America, a Jesuit-founded university in Managua. We were following the trail to a collection there of relics of Augusto Sandino and early Sandinista history housed somewhere on campus. And the serendipity of hidden pleasures found in the risk and rewards of international travel, we never found the relics, but we were treated to a tour of the biology collection of flora, fauna, geology, and shells of Nicaragua, as well as a semi-diorama of various birds from the area. Finally, before our helpful staffers conceded we would not be able to see the relics, we were walked over to the large art space across campus, where the director gave us a shoulder-shrugging tour of the work done by an art collective about the canal. Her diffidence underscored her oft-repeated point that this was not a UCA-endorsed position, but art, you know, so you take it or leave it. What it was, in fact, was the most sustained protest about the canal plans that we saw anywhere in Nicaragua. One installation after another made it abundantly clear that the artists were stating clearly that the canal project was essentially a Chinese takeover of Nicaraguan sovereignty and also a potential environmental and purposeless disaster. One of the most powerful pieces showed a small lizard crawling out of the canal to a wasteland symbolizing the ruins of Lake Nicaragua. Another piece was a long-running video of a loudspeaker truck driving through miles and miles, village after village throughout the country, following the potential route of the canal and announcing the news that all the listeners would need to be relocated. Piece after piece echoed the potentially profound cries of culture, searing the protest powerfully, but deeply in all of us as we walked from one display to another, amazed at this hidden, almost invisible gem we had stumbled on in Managua. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.